is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
Alright, we will do a little scam. What are we doing? Scam busters. That's what the fuck this bit is.
Scam busters.
Yeah, that's what it is. Alright, Pip, I'll try to find this. Why don't you give us our Ann Jackson categories?
Okay. The first category is the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Second category is fuck you. Well, that's a category. And third category is Melvin Santos.
Just the name Melvin Santos?
Yep.
That's a fucking cheap one right there.
No, I think he doesn't always come up.
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with seven fuck yous.
Okay.
And it's Melvin Santos, not idiot Melvin Santos.
Well, no, I think Melvin Santos. I don't think you need the idiot in there. I think
no, just any time you say Melvin Santos at all.
Yeah. All right, give me seven of those.
Okay.
Seven of the sprinkles, five Melvin Santoses, give me a jelly fill. It's like he's ordering fucking donuts.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think there's going to be six Mr. Davins. Ooh, I'm going to go with five fuck yous. And five Melvin Santos. That's how I'm feeling.
All right. Now, remember, me and Ann have been having issues.
I know.
Yeah, so. Dateline, November 16th, 2014. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Oh, one.
Number one. See, one of these times a list should be on the thing. Because she likes to give me a list where she numbers.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
You're vocal.
Number one, where are my funds? Number two, you cheat on victims' money from... Victim C, Victim A, and Victim P. You asked that fucking mafia brown cotton to cheat on them, paying for the fees to David Moore in Ghana. This is real scam. Now you are hiding and that fucking brown cotton is hiding somewhere. You will get punishment. Number three. Mess media is idiot because... like a fucking Trump press conference. Mess media is idiot because he judged you as scammers from Africa. That is true due to the payment to the fucking mafia from Ghana. This is the real ways from scammers because they did this to the victims. Is she trying to say that they are scammers? I don't know what she's saying.
I'm not sure what she's saying.
Number four, people judge you. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton are real scammers. Oh, and she's fucking lost.
Yeah, she's gone.
There we go. She's fucking relapsed. There we go. Full blown ugh. That is. That is also true because they cheat on them and me, and I never get any fucking money back. Now you are asking for 2,500 euros and it is never-ending payment from the very beginning. You always ask money, and you use those fucking criminals, James H. Miller and Parker D. Green, his daughter's hiding after choking my money. Number five. It's quite the list.
Yeah.
I do not want to wait because it is scam. You will know the real criminal case since you are a real criminal. Number six. Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois. Took the money from victim C, and now they are hiding. Shame on you. You do not feel the shame because you are a real thief. Well, that makes sense.
Wait. They took the money. You should feel ashamed?
No. Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois took the money, and now they are hiding. Shame on you. Yeah, she's blaming Melvin Santos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Davin.
Oh, one.
You even do not know how to judge the truth.
Okay.
Somebody's in the barrel.
Yeah, it's you.
She's coming after me. You cannot help the victim since you are a fucking liar.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are you? How do you fit into all of this?
I know what I did.
You fucking liar.
Human beings are evil and greedy.
That's true.
Yeah, you didn't say it otherwise.
Donation is also a fucking criminal case.
What?
I think maybe her confusion between the United Nations and that charity, the United Nations charity.
Because they all both work the same way.
Oh, my God. What is she talking about?
UN is asking for a donation but never helps the victims. Yes, she's confused, and this is something I've pointed out to her before.
Yes, like that's not the same. No. Oh, boy.
Such a org who cheats on people's money and they get paid from the common people but never do something for the real victims. It is shame. All right. So that was, what is it? That was November 14th?
Yes.
We had radio silence till December 7th.
Wow.
I thought I had to be some peace and quiet. I thought we had all moved on. I was a fucking liar, an idiot, and whatever the hell else I was.
You were done.
I thought I was out.
Took a while.
Yeah. December 7th. Subject. There is no justice but full of dirty Henry from these big fraud stars. Not to be confused with Skanky Hank.
Dirty Henry.
Dirty Henry.
That's a good name for a band.
It is.
It is.
Opening for the Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah. And you know who's one of them in the band? A rusty trombone player.
You gotta admit, that was a good use of rusty trombone.
Yeah.
That was good.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
Oh, great. I'm back.
Yes.
Human beings are... That's our song. Yes. I heard something. What is that?
Oh, my God. It's our own background.
Talk to yourself after the show. Talk to yourself after the show.
Mr. Davin, human beings are greedy and evil. This is what I see through. Sets up like a Nostradamus this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like, I see the truth and you don't. Mm. She's going to learn you up now.
Stupid Damas.
Just going to school you.
They are being selfish, always for the sake of self-protection and self-profit. Well, that definition is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I never see anyone who is indeed good after being cheated.
Okay, so she's lost her faith in people.
Right, which is fine, but I was never cheated, and I'm evil, too, for some reason.
Yeah, you...
But, well, although I've never done anything but try to help.
You are apparently the biggest scumbag, though.
It's nice to be... With all these qualified candidates, it is nice. You know, normally I would say it's nice to be just a nominated, but to win!
Nice to crawl to the top of the heap.
That's how I do. These people, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Sarah Francois, Melvin Ziff... What?
Sarah Francois.
Parker Green and James Miller, David Copper, running his own bank.
Roll call!
Wait, you said Melvin Santos in there, didn't you?
I did.
Don't skip over him. Number two.
Dose.
Running his own benefits called UK ECCSG. No. Running his own... Really got into that one, did you, pal?
Yeah.
I feel like Joanne was in the other room nagging.
She was hearing this, though. She was home.
She was. Yeah. Where's my canned ham? Yeah.
From the bed, stupid, right where I left it. Running his own benefits called UK EFCC. Our fucking Dirty Henry. I'll tell you what, when you fuck Dirty Henry, you please use protection.
Dirty? Who the hell is Dirty
Henry?
Wash your filthy balls when you're done fucking Dirty Henry.
It's a lyric.
They are dirty cooperating with black mafias.
Oh, boy.
Racist.
I did call FBI head office before, and I tried to call FBI again and again, because I want this fucking man called Brown Cotton to get arrested, even Parker Green and James Miller, who are real American citizens. So she still thinks they're American citizens.
Wow.
She never got over that.
No, she didn't.
From the past history, which generally history is. You never have future history. That's the one thing I know about history. It's always in the past.
My head's exploding! Future history!
The white collar crud. Usually computer or financial fraud is...
I'm sorry. My head went to the other white meat. White collar crime. Sorry. It was funny in my head.
Okay.
Take your word for it.
Once it got loose, no way.
Got yeeted out of our head and regurgitated onto our mic.
I'm sorry. It can't be exposed.
See if you can pick up a couple of weekends in there. You know, the material goes.
It can't be exposed to oxygen.
You'll support it as long as you go, well, she's working on stuff.
That's right. I'm workshopping here. Leave me alone.
The white-collar crime, usually computer or financial fraud, is often controversial. It is also called victimless crime because people are not physically assaulted. But now it is changing. Many victims get physical assault because of the debts. The debtors do the violence to the victim, and the criminals can get away easily without real justice. What I see through windows. Who are you gonna call? Brown Cotton is a fucking shameful due to his professional skill hurting the real victims.
He's a scammer.
Okay.
His ways dealing with the fraud crime is fucking idiot, and he cheats on me.
Me.
By himself.
Sorry.
And the other three victims.
I looked down for a second.
He is guilty. This is why I cannot forgive him. I will do the unrest report. How long for this fucking unrest report?
Oh, my God. It's like it keeps resting and resting.
It's like fucking Donnie working on a website. Never going to happen. I will do the unrest report asking for the arrest. Oh, she rhymes. She can rap too. He is shameful as being a man, being a IC3 man. No,
he's not. I'm an IC3 man myself.
Parker Green and James Miller are also guilty because they threaten
me
a lot for paying this fucking never-ending payment, which destroys my whole life. I would have pushed out if she didn't have life and just said, which destroys my whole. That would have made me giggle. But she didn't. This is the mail from UN, sent from the Department of Aung San Secretary. Attention! We have received several emails that you have sent to our desk. If you have any complaint, please state all in details. We are giving you our utmost assurance that your plight will be severely dealt with according to law.
Severely dealt with? What are they going to take the complaint and beat it with a shovel,
yeah,
then smack it around, set it on fire, step on it, rim barbed wire? Oh, we're going to be severely dealing with this.
I feel like we're getting insight to Bill Day at the Curry household.
Yeah. That's what it's like.
Bill Day.
We await your prompt response, Dr. Melvin Santos.
Oh, there we go.
He's given us all sorts of Melvin Santoses.
Mm. Yeah.
UN Secretary. Damn it all red. If you want to help the victims, kindly send the facts to UN head office to ask for the arrest of these fucking people cooperating with black mafias.
That's how they're these fucking people.
She gives me the address.
What the hell was it? What's with her and the black mafias all of a sudden? Used to be mafias, now it's black mafias?
She's black mafias before.
Does she? I don't remember that particular iteration of mafias.
Mr. Davin.
Oop, three.
I have no time for this anymore, because I am in trouble with my life. I need to work a lot from now. In fact, I am working hard to fulfill my dream. As a victim, I am suffering from the real murder case.
Okay.
What? Oh.
Murder was the case that she gave them. Mm.
These people, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santo.
Roll call.
Up.
Are fucking mafias from the real authorities.
Oh, it's not black mafias anymore. They're fucking mafias.
They are cheaters. Do you think they help people? No.
No.
I didn't even have a chance to answer.
I know.
Never thought they...
Asked and answered, sir.
They are fucking idiots. Well, you know, they don't usually say no, so why wouldn't you? They are fucking idiots, and they are killing the real victims.
Hmm. Okay.
This is maybe with kindness.
No.
No. This is why I expose the truth. They need punishment. Oh, they're bad little mafias. Only the mass media can help the victim, because you have the power spreading the truth around the world.
Like fucking Ebola.
Around the...
It's... I don't think she was going for comedy.
It's like it's a prophet. Your world is word has been spread around the world.
Dateline, December 12th, 2014. 5 days later. I'm not responding there, by the way. I'm just
letting her run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's four.
Number one. When I called FBI, I got the message only due to the time difference. Every time I called, the FBI does not start working. Because you're in
and,
Japan, stupid.
And you know it's going to keep happening like that every day.
It's like a 12-hour fucking time difference.
Calling at 12:30 at night.
She not know how that
I'll
works.
Try again at 2:30 in the morning.
No, I'll try again tomorrow at the same bad time, same yeah. bad channel.
This seems to get me nowhere. Let's do that.
I know.
Number two, I input the Yorkshire Bank PLC address and found this website. The bank address is correct. Then I think I can send the mail to the bank asking about this bank lawyer. Maybe you can check out if he is real. So now I'm a fucking idiot, but now she's giving me a homework assignment. It's like this fucking show. You get chewed out and then there's shit to do.
Yeah.
According to my research and my phone calls, he is real. So-called Morris Maribe.
Morris Maribe.
I feel like everyone should have a little jingle, because it was San Francois and Morris Maribe have one. Yeah.
But like they're that. Special.
Yeah. Parker Green.
No. Nothing.
Told me that Jennifer got help from this bank lawyer before, and this is why Parker Green recommended this idiot bank lawyer to Melvin Santos. James H. Miller and Parker Green sometimes are online to check out. If I am online on Yahoo Messenger, in fact, I deleted them, and I do not contact them anymore after that. They are trying to get
me.
It is no way. I am not in good condition these days because of bad weather. I also had a fever, too. Now I am being fine.
What?
Could you read that again? That's hysterical. Yes.
I am not in good condition these days because of bad weather. I also had a fever, too. Now I am being fine.
Why don't you go back in the fucking house?
She's outside rusting.
Yeah.
What the, I'm not in good condition because of the weather. What?
Here's a conversation on December 4th between Ann Jackson and Parker Green. Ann goes, "You are not a human being. Sooner or later, you will get punishment. Shame on you." Parker Green says, "Me?" Ann goes, "You and all the fucking people destroy my whole life. Shame on you." Parker Green says, "What are you saying?" I really don't know how she could be more clear. Ann says, "Go to hell. You will. Fuck off. Shame. Shame." Parker says, "Bye." Ann goes, "I will block you out forever." And then she goes, "This is about Yorkshire Bank address.
Yorkshire Bank."
And she wrote a fucking blog. Yorkshire Bank. There.
Yorkshire Bank.
You put it in a blog, it makes it for real.
Oh.
To Yorkshire Bank. Welcome to the Yorkshire Bank. We're not real.
You have to see the face he's making.
Yorkshire Bank. Yorkshire Bank face.
You have to stick out your chin that far to do an English accent?
Yes, you do.
I'm logging up his jaw.
Yorkshire Bank. Yorkshire Bank.
It rather sounds like the rich guy on
Yes, Mr. Howell.
It sounds like Mr. Howell.
Let me love you everything you're so bad. Seems that they're run by scammers. At least I'm a dope on an island. I know that. Ann Jackson doesn't know that.
Okay.
So she gave me Morris Mariba's email address at consultant.com.
Now he's just humming it.
Thank you for your kind attention. December 13th, 2014. December 13th. What's going on with you?
I'm getting punchy.
Not a bad idea. Fucking help with that. December 13th, 2014. Subject, shame on you. You use me. Idiot Melvin Santos.
Ah, there we go.
Scammer Melvin Santos.
Oh, yeah, racking the points up. Ding, ding, ding.
Back in a belly to belly.
Boom.
Yeah, boy.
What a fucking lie. You took the money from the victims and you will never run away. You are very wicked and you never deny your fucking mistakes. You are a real dirty Henry. Ask for him by name. Don't accept a bastard.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't accept any Hank.
Yeah.
You can take the full Dirty Henry.
The full Dirty Henry. No one says any fucking dirty words to you, but I will. Tell me words. Tell me sweet little words. Tell me dirty words.
Look who's stepping up to the plate to say fuck.
She's a hero, I tell you.
Yes.
Fucking mafias.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he can curse with the best of them. You know, it's like they talk about, you know, I heard people say fuck, but she, there's nobody that can touch her. And I've seen the best of them.
She makes a sailor blush.
Yeah. Arr.
Not a pirate, a sailor.
Well,
pirate's
sails.
A sailor.
One of your little ex, so yeah. You can go on that rant again. Because you are a chicken, and that's what she wrote too. Because you are a chicken and you lie to
me.
And you never help the victims. You ask the fees, hello fees, from the victims and run away. Now you will face the reality that how people judge you. Brown Cotton cheated on
me
many times. Well, then you should get a new Brown Cotton.
Yeah.
And then he runs away. Even Parker Green's daughter, Jennifer. You use Parker Green, James H. Miller, to work under UN. I want to see them burn in hell forever.
Ain't no evil, ain't no evil, burn in hell.
How about Eric Bohr? That is a big mafia working with Brown Cotton, cheating on my money for the gold bar stolen by James H. Miller from the Talibans.
The Talibans.
Tally me banana.
Daylight come and the mafias go home.
Get into the shot.
Sorry.
They live in a happy life with their fucking money, and you get the commission.
Sounds like a late night commercial.
You know,
how does this work? They live the happy life, and you get a commission.
You know, hell of a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You know, people say that they want some fuck you money. It's like they live the happy life with their fucking money.
Yeah, it's like, how does that work? They steal and then pass the savings on to you.
Tell me more.
The last F is for
like
fucking.
It's like you don't see the infomercial, your kids. It's like in one of the visual, but it's like like the pants of the audience.
They were thinking about it with their hand on their chin. Yeah. Oh.
I will see you burn in hell.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm not. I got to be honest. I won't. I'm bored by it.
Yeah.
I'll assume that it happens. Yeah. Go on with my life. I assume the fucking eyebrows will cause quite the blaze.
Yeah, they flame right up.
You call them eyebrows? I call them Tinder.
Yes. Swipe right and burn, bitch.
Kindling.
Light brush. Kindling. Dry brush.
Yes, dry brush.
I will see you burn in hell. It is a shame because you steal my whole theory and research of the truth about the World War III in the future. You call yourself Dr. Melvin Santos?
Yep.
I think you are a fucking dirty man. Shame on you. I want to expose the truth to mass media. Maybe I use him, but I am not playing dirty. In fact, I am telling the truth. By the way, where are my funds? You asked
me
to pay fucking money, and I never see any funds. You are a fucking liar. It's like, do you think they get bored with this shit, though?
Oh, my God. She says the same thing over and over again.
I think she's ranting so much. She goes, oh, yeah, by the way, where's my money?
You know what? Meanwhile, they are like filing their nails going, uh-huh.
Oh, they're laughing their balls
off. They're yada-yadding.
Yeah, they yada-yada.
What, do you think there's only one group of people sitting around laughing at this shit?
I like to think there's a lot of groups.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I would like to think that. The others are in a hut someplace with laptops.
You use the power, and I will see how you will be sent to jail. Believe in
me.
Well, it. December 14th, 2014. Subject, your conspiracy. Criminal Melvin Santo.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what. You picked the fucking right night to go.
Really.
Thank you. 8.
Number 1, another list. You are a big fraud star. How much did you ask
me
to pay for the fees for the funds? You used the fucking idiot bank lawyer, Morris Maribe.
Morris Maribe.
Interpol Eric Bohr. Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
To cheat on me.
Me.
Of course, IC3 Brown Cotton, who is a fucking big scammer. No one gets any fucking money back. You are a real big recovery scammer. Number 2, you are a thief. You're a big fraudster and a thief. I hope you're keeping track.
Yes.
When I submit the research about the scam involved in terror activities, you use
me.
By the way, you use fucking killer Parker Green and James Miller to threaten
me.
They are now under your department working on scamming. Fuck you.
Oh,
you're
finally.
All black mafias. Like he fucking turned them. Like these are good, honest soldiers until Dr. Melvin Santos sunk his little fucking grimy, dirty Henry hooks into him.
He's got tentacles.
His dirty Henry tentacles.
Yes.
Number 3, United Kingdom EFCC David Copper now is working on Western African area, according to that fucking scammer Miller Singh. Why would you believe a liar? You do is to use
me.
Number 4, where are the victim's money? Victim P paid over $90,000 US.
Damn.
And she never got any fucking money back. No. Me paid.
Me paid?
Was she Tarzan?
Me paid over $90,000 US for fucking funds transfer. The bank scammed me because a fucking big fraudster, IC3 Brown Cotton, James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr, David Moore, and David Copper.
Roll call.
Living in UK. I'll expose all of the truth. All of it. I'll post it on every anti-scam site because you lie. You lie to
me.
You never reply to me. Where are my funds are? How much? But you scam me money by using the excuse of doing legal transactions. I never get any fucking news, and you are a real big fraud star. You want to kill
me?
You are very corrupt, since you want money as the ways the black mafias do.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
My video, but they have big dicks, the comic once told me.
Recently.
Yes. What are you shaking your head for? I didn't write the bit. My video showed the truth that what you do to all the victims is the same. In fact, you are a real fucking hustler.
Oh, okay, that's a new insult.
All of you are scammers. You are killing the victims. You and his fucking assholes. Because they're gay. No, because you cheat on people asking for the donations. You hold the money from the victims since you want to eat them all. Choke it, because you will die of it and get stroke.
You want to eat them all.
Well, thanks for worrying about my diet.
You want to eat them all.
All right. Subject, you will be arrested soon.
That's like emails I was getting from Joanne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really.
Is she calling you a real Dirty Henry?
No.
All right. Number, no, there's no, not yes. I jumped the gun. Criminal Brown Cotton.
Oh.
You are the most wanted big fraud star abusing the FBI ability cheating on the victims. You'll be arrested soon. Clock's ticking, motherfucker. You're online every day hiding somewhere. Like, you can't track people when they're online.
Yeah, really.
Do you think you can escape? Really think he gives him much thought.
Yeah.
He could run away like everybody else has this evening.
Gold bar scam. Number 1. List. You cheat on my money and company money. You threatened
me
and asked me to pay for the fee for the flight. It is very ironic because you do not know the way to come to Japan. That's what the fucking pilot's for. You got a whole navigational system. So that shit works. I mean, I don't know how to get there either. I go to the fucking airport. I show up. I assume if they say it's going to go to Japan, we're going to get there.
I hope they have a GPS that works up in the air,
Joe and I have been on flights where they didn't know where they were going. Yeah. That's why I work backup for the airlines.
Yes, right.
You flew to North Korea. You are fucking assholes. No, sweetie, you are. You are for believing they flew to North Korea.
They flew to North Korea.
That's a shitty fucking
navigation
system.
Yeah, really.
Should have made a left in Albuquerque. Hmm. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green cheat on my money for his gold bars. Parker Green lied to
me
that James Miller would return the money to
me because
he wanted to leave from fucking army in Bagram. That is fucking lies. These two soldiers never returned the money to
me.
Fucking scammers. About the recovery scam. She just goes on and on, like telling them shit they know.
I know.
It's like, case we forgot.
Yeah, let me tell you again what you did to me.
Number 2, UK fund scam. You told
me.
Jimmy Jones left funds to
me.
And then James H. Miller and Parker Green want to kill
me
to get the funds. It's all about her.
This is your revelation tonight.
Just dawned on
me. It's always about her.
Just pipped on me. Anyway, Jennifer Green and Parker Green want to kill
me.
to get the funds. Jennifer Green always has the accidents. She falls down a lot. That's how she got the black eye.
Oh, that's true. She fell in front of a truck, too.
Well, sometimes
didn't
she falls downstairs.
Boom.
When she has to be told a second time.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Green always has the accidents. She should wear a diaper. And the fees will never be completed.
She should break up with Chris Brown.
They asked me to pay and pay, because that's what they do.
Yes.
They used the bank lawyer, Morris Mariba, to cheat on me. You didn't even fucking sell it. $5,000.
Oh, no, he started humping there now.
Yeah, it's a little fucking lackadaisical. You've been off for enough weeks.
I had to make it quick, because it was going right before me.
Oh, all right. I never get any fucking funds.
Oh.
Number three, Hong Kong funds. Interpol Eric Bohr asked
me
to pay for the fees to send Interpols to RHB Bank in Hong Kong. In fact, I never get any fucking funds back. I'm seeing a trend.
Yes, you know, something about money.
UN scam. UN Secretary fake Melvin Santos. I'll tell you what, that Melvin Santos is in the fucking
He's had a lot of titles. That's why I was asking in the beginning, is it just Melvin Santos? Because he's had
any
like about
mention of Melvin
seven
Santos.
Seven titles tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
She's fucking wearing him out.
I know.
Need a little blue pill to keep up with this.
He's like a little nub.
Like an Asian man.
Where we've heard that.
I don't know. Brilliant, I tell you. Hour three and a half of my set, do I get to the Asian nub material? UN Secretary fake Melvin Santos is fucking assholes. Don't add it again. It was once.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Yeah, clearly. It's fucking assholes. I hope he's using protection. He lies. All right, so he's on the bottom. Secretary Melvin Santos is a power bottom. Why didn't she say that? Power bottom Melvin Santos. See, that's the story I want to hear.
I do, too.
Power bottom Melvin Santos is fucking me and never returns the money he said for such a fucking.
But you know what? We need to have some excellent porn music in the background for that.
I could play it if you like.
Yes.
It's fucking assholes. He lies. He sent a message to
me
saying the funds are in Hung Leong. I never get any fucking funds back. That is also lies. I posted on my blog in order to prove their lies. Because nothing's as factual like posting it on your own personal blog.
You know what? That goes everywhere.
Absolutely. Brown Cotton, which is a really shitty name. Sooner or later, you will get punishment.
It is.
You will be in jail for the best Christmas gift.
Joe looks like, what?
Joe's going to visit him as fucking Santa in jail?
Yeah,
Merry
right.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
You destroy my whole life with Parker Green, James Miller, David Copper, Eric Bohr.
Roll call.
And your fucking agent, David Moore. I'll tell you what, agents do fuck you over. Let's not be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
This James H. Miller has a big profile on Facebook. He was recognized as a fake profile, so he removed his photos. I am not a fucking idiot. Slow down, sweetie.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, exactly. He never returns the money to
me.
He cheated on me in the very beginning. He will die soon.
Wow. Harsh.
Because he is hiding, and he's always online. Where's he fucking hiding? In an asbestos tank? How do you know he's going to fucking die soon?
I know. I'm very bizarre.
Ha, 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 ha. He's a real scammer. I guess that's enough here.
Yeah.
He is getting late.
All right, give me a pen, please, Pip.
Okay.
So what have we learned from this?
She's nuts.
You know, that's not really learning.
Well, me, Tom, I'll give you our tally.
All right.
All right. We had four Mr. Davins, which Joe's girl called.
We didn't get Joe's girls up.
Yeah, no, she came in afterwards, but
Is it like a stew? Nobody ever fucking hears it? It just fucking happens?
No. She wasn't there when we gathered them. We were already working. So then she threw in some guesses because she was away. So I figured that's fair enough. She doesn't know what happened.
Mistress of the Den Pen Pip making rules.
Yeah. We only had one fuck you, which was really disappointing for me. And nobody called
that.
There's
a lot more on the inside.
And we had nine Melvin Santos.
You picked well with Melvin Santos.
Which blew all of us away.
Yeah. Wow.
So the closest, the only one who nailed any of the categories was Joe's girl.
She was waiting in the weeds.
Yeah.
As we call them, Joe's eyebrows. She nailed
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Joe's girl.
Yeah, you got the Mr. Davin category. The rest of us blew it away. But she picked zero Melvin Santos.
Oh.
Bad call, Joe's girl.
I'll tell you what, now Joe won't strip. Just because it was so bad.
See?
Yeah. See what you're going to have to provide a whole cheese sandwich and a dollar.
And it better be good cheese. None of that plastic stuff in the wrap.
Yeah.
I think Joe's a plastic in the wrap type of guy.
No, I don't really know.
No.
Really? No.
I could see he was like eating cheese food.
Oh, I do. I eat Swiss cheese. I have
No. Cheese food.
Like Cheese Whiz kind of stuff.
No, yeah. Even the Kraft Singles, it's cheese food. It's not really
cheese food, I know.
No,
it's,
no
it's,
not really, no.
I think it's like orange food is what they might as well call it that.
That's why you feed a president. Yeah. That's how they get that nice orange glow.
I knew that's what happened.
So you have a little Kraft Single, wind him up, he's ready to give a fucking speech.
Just Girl corrects, I only buy good cheese. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know he was eating over. I assume Joe has fucking meals without you, Joe's girl.
Occasionally.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know your fucking dining habits.
Cheese rules.
I kind of feel like your dining habits is kind of like me talking about dentistry. Really not necessary. It's really just
Wait, let's go back to the flossing discussion. Yeah, I mean, for those who missed it.
Like, I think I made Rich Cracker somewhat interesting.
Yes.
But even I know my strengths. I know, you know, unless I'm bitching about a dentist or how much pain I'm in, just regular everyday visits to the dentist, not very interesting radio.
No,
not at all.
No.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what we learned from this. I mean, I feel like she's regressed.
Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, she's never going to get out of they're really American citizens. She's never going to get out of that. She's just gone back to her litany of complaints about, you know, Melvin Santos. He really works for the UN, but he's a bad guy because he isn't reporting these other guys, and he cheated on her with her money. So I think that she's losing faith in him too. But the fact that she's still believing that he's an actual, you know, member of a government agency like the UN, you know, she thinks she's talking to the director of the UN and she's cursing him out.
I think another takeaway was she hates me, but she's still giving me work to do for her.
Oh, I know. Oh, she could still assign homework.
Yeah.
Because she goes in and out on everything.
Really, Joe? Is that style? Is that when she's being a power bottom, in and out on everything?
Yeah. Yes.
Is she fucking her whole life?
Her whole life, yes.
All right, so there we go. Well, I think that was a fine show back.
I think, yeah, I think so, too. I hope that you guys listening thought so, too.
Not. Sucks for you. We'll try and do better next
time. Really.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy, TAO, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, that's Portobello featuring live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. What do we got coming up, Davin?
Working on it. Probably March.
All right. We'll keep you posted on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Boy, that was a rough one. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
What do you got, Pip?
Oh, well, I was going to ask the audience to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, listen to the Richter Observatory, which is every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Some good music, some interesting little jokes here and there, and but mostly...
What a ringing endorsement.
Well, you know, it's...
Some interesting little jokes here and there. He's not funny, kids, but he's my husband, and he plays some good music, so that's pretty much what that was.
No, he is funny.
Pretty much said, is he?
Yeah, he is, but he doesn't talk terribly much.
It's not great for a DJ.
Yeah.
A little shy, a little coy.
I prefer the DJs don't fucking talk. There's very few music DJs that add stuff to it. Even Carol Miller, it's like, enough. We get it.
Sometimes they go on and on too much. He doesn't talk that much in between, just a little bit.
Like, I don't, like if there's a tour coming out or there's something interesting about an album or a little tidbit.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's like a quick little funny... it's like a taste of a funny story.
Yeah. That's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
It's good. No, it's good.
Tell me about... No, it's not. Tell me about the music, Mr. Helix. That's what I'm saying. Tell me about... I'm engaged if you're telling me about the music. Tell me something I don't know about the band.
No, but
tell me
mean,
what
like,
they're working on.
But like a bit about the music or who played on that record and then played on the next one that he plays, you know, or something like that.
That I like.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't need a cat got stuck in a tree, had a lot of love.
Oh, no.
Don't need that shit.
I do that shit. He doesn't.
You guys are cat-centric.
Yes, we are.
All right, Joe.
Friday, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club at 10:45, and then on Sunday, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club at 7:30.
There you go. Broadway Comedy Club. That's where I'm going to be, too. Thursday, January 10th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show. Love these fucking late shows. Fucking fantastic. Closing them out like I always do. Closing out. Where I'll be working on new stuff. Edgy stuff, Joe. Mm-hmm. In front of a potentially non-supportive crowd.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
It's going to fucking happen is I'm going to fucking get them to like the shit like I always do.
Will there be fruit? Let's find out. Throne. Yeah.
That's where it should be done. Throne.
Thursday, January 10th, the 11 p.m. show, Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212, if I can read, 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. So see me Thursday, see Joe there Friday. There you go. Broadway Comedy Club. What a club, I tell you. What a club. All right. We've done all we're going to do. We're not going to do anymore.
That's as much as you can... we can stand.
We've distracted you from rambling politicians.
Yes.
Right now, there's either a rambling orange man or a rambling old Jew and a rambling old Californian. That's what was on TV tonight.
Either way, some talking heads were going, blah, blah, blah. And then there was us.
Either way, you were getting so much smoke but blowing up your ass, you could fucking put a humidor by your colon. That's what was going on tonight. But I'm glad you listened to us instead.
Yes, and you are too, really.
Yes, they are, Pip Yellich.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Anyway, that's enough for this. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.